fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 18th day of March, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is ever growing more important. Can't be said in schoolrooms that are closed, obviously, but if they were open, they should be doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with check, clean, and inventory all your tactical gear. Moving on from there, doTERRA still has on-guard oil for sale, one bottle per customer. All the other on-guard products are sold out and will be for some time. And Berkey is still taking orders for the tabletop water filters, and we're still taking orders for Professor McCanny's whole house water filters. We do have a patient waiting in the green room, our friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of now, I believe, 11 books and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on here.
John. Okay. Good to be here. I hope my connection. Let's do this. If I start breaking up the connection here, just say Jim, and I'll know that it's. Okay. I'll wait a second and then continue.
Okay. For the time being, sounds excellent. You had some very strong comments about the situation we're in here worldwide. So just jump into it and take off here, Jim.
Yeah, well, without offending anybody with sensitive ears, everything you're seeing in the news, scam. I'll tell you something about China. I have contacts in China. The news we're getting here about China is completely bogus. China right now is completely all of the what they did.
Jim, we're really
hello.
Some real serious issues here, sir. To summarize what you said a moment ago, your private contacts in China say that what's coming out of China is completely bogus. I want to reinforce that. We saw men and women walking down a street in China with being videotaped allegedly by private citizens.
Try have them call.
Okay. We'll reconnect. The call number... Okay, he'll try the telephone. Something I've been pointing out the last few days, these men and women in Wuhan walking in the street, falling over and bleeding out from their nose and mouth from the Wuhan coronavirus. If that was accurate, if that was true, how come we haven't seen that in the United States or Italy or France or anywhere else? How come? China controls everything that comes out of that country, especially anything on the internet. We're supposed to believe that private citizens with their handheld devices, their telephones.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Okay. Jim, are you there now?
Back again. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know the connection isn't that good. We were talking about the news
coming
out.
Try this out. I wait to connect also.
Okay.
The China is operating normally. They were never, ever closed down. The news media here hyped the fact that all the factories in China were closed because it was Chinese New Year. They went to work. All the factories are, again, operating. And you will not hear that anywhere in the news. They have this thing contained. They did. They are using standard quarantine methods, and everything is operating normally in China again.
Well, Jim, I got a question for you. We saw these images allegedly taken by private citizens of Chinese adults walking down the street, falling down face first, and bleeding out from their nose and mouth from this coronavirus. How come that hasn't happened anywhere else?
Well, yeah, John, the news is fabricated. Everything you're seeing is fabricated. The news media here was just like 9/11. Remember 9/11? America attacked. And then big banners, you know, America's responds. It was all planned. This was all planned. The news media hype, the 100% coverage. This has been planned for a long time. This is to bring in all of the things, forced vaccinations, cashless society, lockdown of people, the complete destruction of society, people without jobs. This has been planned for a long time, and they're pulling it off, and everybody's buying it hook, line, and sinker. It's all bullshit. There is a virus, and the United States military, from what everybody international is saying, it was brought to Wuhan by the America, not Olympic team, but it was like a games team, that they weren't even athletes. And they went and they dropped it in the middle of Wuhan. That's where it got to China. Everybody knows this. This is on all the international news. Then it was also brought, because the Iranian team was there and other groups, that's how it got back to Iran. And so it spread, of course, like wildfire, also to Italy. And so, that's where this thing got going. And that's why Washington State here in the United States was one of the first places to have the virus. That's why it got out there, because the lab where this came from is in Washington State. How could places like remote locations in Texas get it? Somebody was going around and dropping this off in locations to get it started.
Amazing. absolutely amazing. Well,
a woman gets on Tucker Carlson the other night and claims there's 100,000 cases in Ohio. Couldn't possibly be true. Then the governor of Ohio says, oh, there's 100,000 cases, and shuts everything down. Trump is totally compromised. If Trump had been contacted and is a potential infectee, then how come he's always surrounded by 10 people from the CDC and all these other medical people? They wouldn't be any place near him. This is all bullshit. Trump has been totally compromised. That's all I can tell you. And, it's all about global control and the statistics and the numbers they're pushing. There's a great interview by Lorraine Day on Veritas Radio. It's about an hour-long interview. And she goes through this whole thing and how this has been planned for a long time. That this the other thing about the coronavirus is the people who are allegedly dying from it have other complications. They probably would have died anyway. All of this is being blown completely out of proportion. And to shut down the entire country, this is something the New World Order has been doing. And they're, all of a sudden they have a virus vaccine they can test. That's ridiculous. I have medical documents going back as far as 1977 where there's a very simple cure for this. And it's never come out of the medical community. They want a vaccine where they can stick a needle in everybody. Bill Gates is the owner of it's called ID 2020. It's an identification chip that goes into you with a vaccine, and they want that in everybody. Denmark just passed a law 100-0 stating that everybody had to be vaccinated 100% in under military and police control, that everybody in Denmark has to be vaccinated. And that's, of course, a New World Order country, completely controlled socialism. But the bottom line is this is, I'm not saying there's not a virus out there. There is. And it's a laboratory virus. We know the construction of it. Many people have identified this. So, yeah, it was brought out, it was released, and this entire news story that's being promulgated is the end result. This is a game. They're already affecting elections here in this country. And, the things were going too good. People were starting to get control. And this changed everything. Everything right now, all foreign countries are in lockdown. You can't go in. You can't get out. And it's promulgating it's basically fear porn. And people like Bill and Melinda Gates should be arrested and at best put in prison for life. These people are evil. And as I always say, if you can see their names, they are not the top people. Gates came from the populace, basically became very rich, and then sold out his soul to the devil when Microsoft had a lawsuit decades ago, and they were going after him because he would not allow the NSA, which was secret at the time, and the CIA to put hooks into the Microsoft software. And so preventing that, he buckled. All of a sudden, he's hanging around with Bill Clinton and the Clintons, and he gets a private telescope that wasn't completed in South America. He gets his own private big telescope. This is what happened to Billy Gates when he sold out. That guy should be in prison. And where we can all see him on closed caption TV for the rest of his life till he dies in prison. These people are evil, and this is the direct result of their planning, of decades of planning. That's what's going on.
Well, Jim, I've yet to see any real evidence. I've been told there's one person who died from this virus who did not already have underlying health conditions. And that's who dies from the flu every day of the week anyway, isn't it?
Right. And the other thing, once again, referring to Lorraine Day's interview, she said that people don't die from the flu. It's typically pneumonia or some other complication, but that they already had, or they get because their immune system is so weak. And they don't die from the flu. So, but the CDC is completely stretching these numbers out so that people misquote it. Said that really nobody dies from the flu. You die from other things. And typically they're people with very broken immune systems, either young kids who don't have an immune system yet, or elderly who are typically on their way out anyway. Their body, their immune system is broken down, and they get the flu and they die. And those are the statistics.
Jim, wouldn't it make sense, Jim, to protect those who are at risk of getting the flu rather than shut down the entire country and economy?
Well, the whole thing is, here is what I suggested in the beginning, to do what China did. And they said, okay, it's a lockdown, instead of leaving it up to the states and this state and that state, and somebody's doing something different. It's just, okay, for 3 weeks, we shut everything down. This happened to happen in China during the Chinese New Year, which is at the end of February. I'm very familiar with this because I deal with the Chinese all the time. And so when the news media in the U.S. was reporting that all the factories were closed in China, that's true because they were on Chinese New Year, not because of the virus. And so what they did is they had a lockdown. They waited 3 weeks. They contained it. Now it's contained. And now everybody's going back to normal life in China. That's the way you do it. It's not this extended thing where, oh, this week the number doubled, you know. And here's the other issue. It's a very real issue at any time. They could take and drop this in the middle of some major city like Chicago or New York or something, where all of a sudden you would have an explosive number of cases. And this is, you know, this is waiting in the wings. What has to happen is we have to identify who's doing this, where this virus came from, and take those people in. And this has caused a worldwide problem in all aspects. This threatens modern life and society as we know it. And the people that did this ought to be hung in public from the highest yardarm. You know, in all of the news media complicity that went along with this, all of them also should be taken out and literally hung. I'm serious. This is not funny. This is no longer CNN making up stories about Trump. We all know that went on. I mean, we can all smell that and walk by the garbage. But this is not funny anymore. This is very serious. It's affecting everybody's lives and will affect it for a long time. We're not going to allow another 9/11 to happen where all of your rights are decimated and these people get away with it. It's the same group of people.
Well, Jim, we got a break coming up here. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about mitigation, you know, where we are, what individuals can do, and how we move forward. After the break, this is a historic event. There's no doubt about that, and it will continue for months into the future, changing our lives, changing our society, and so forth. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th. I learned yesterday that the MegaQuake conference in Indianapolis will now be on the internet, and so it will be a conference on the internet. We're still selling tickets, and I'll still be speaking, except we will not have a conference in person. So it'll be what's called a webinar. So it's still moving forward for May 1st and 2nd, and you can get the details here at my website. We'll be changing it to reflect the new changes. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one but two weekly radio shows. Please let people know how they can listen live to the archive, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then my paid cast, which is $3.95 per month, is a weekly deep dive into scientific topics. All of that available on my webpage, jmccsci.com, short for jmccannyscience.com. Seven letters, jmccsci.com.
All right. Well, Jim, let's talk about mitigation. This reality that's come upon us mostly by media hysteria, it's becoming reality, even though it's driven by media-driven hysteria. We still have to deal with it and move forward, don't we, sir?
Yeah, I just pulled up CNN, which is the CIA news outlet, who is responsible for all of this, by the way, I'll make it very clear, 200,000 cases worldwide and allegedly 8,000 people dead from this. You know, this is, once again, it's all baloney. We have no way of verifying these. The tests that they are giving, first of all, if you looked, let's take a look at a worst-case scenario. If there are 200,000 cases, actually, there could be 10, 100, 1,000 times more people walking around that have been infected. I mean, this is the number of people that actually walked into some place and allegedly got a test which allegedly works. And there again, they don't give us any information what they're doing. And once again, they did tests on the test itself and found that it had 80% false positive. So when they say 200,000 cases, that means that as few as a couple thousand cases might be verified. They don't know. This, they're publishing numbers which they really don't know about at all. Either it could be low or it could be high. They don't know. This is pure bullshit. Everything you're reading, everything you're seeing, that's what it is. Nothing less, nothing better than that. And, you know, I'll tell you, I see a picture of Trump here. He's surrounded by people. If he had been contacted, why are all these people constantly around him? It's very clear to me when he reads something or he makes a statement that he has been compromised. I can see it in his face.
Jim, something I've been mentioning
onto this thing. What they should be doing is going out and finding whoever started this, and let this thing out of the laboratory. Nothing is happening in that vein, which tells me that this whole thing has taken on a life of its own, and that's what it is. I want to compare this to 9/11, and this is the exact same media response, response of people, the response of the news media driving opinions, and literally everybody I know believes there's something going on here. They don't know what. And, you know, if you look at things like cashless society, oh, money might have the virus on it. Don't touch money. All of this, you know, the ink they use in dollar bills is to prevent bacteria and et cetera on money. But this is one of the end results. They want to get rid of cash. And so if you look at all of the desires of the world elite, it's all coming to pass right now. And people are going to be unemployed. They're going to be losing their houses, more foreclosures. Things were going really well in the world before this happened. In fact, things were going astronomically good. And so the new world elite had this completely planned. Trump was an aberration. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president. And if she were president, this country would be so sick with this virus, which is a laboratory virus, that you wouldn't be able to move. But the people have to start to take the control and get their world back. This is affecting the entire world. And you look at politicians, you look at corporate executives, you look at people working in PR in various corporations. Everybody now wants to do their part. Well, wait a minute. You know, it's the same as 9/11.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 18th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a lot of interesting things there that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you angry. We have some interesting things, such as the full documentary done by Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism. 3 hours and 40-minute documentary. It's a real education. These times we're facing, people are more aware of their health. They always should be, but becoming more so. If you want to have a healthier life, a better life, well, you need an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active here around the ranch, up and down ladders, up and down off my knees, doing painting and plumbing work and carpenter work, working on my automobile and so forth. And I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free with lots of energy because I use the energy cleaner. And that's what I do. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. I'm picking up a fresh batch tomorrow, by the way. Tom Berryhill and I are getting together for lunch tomorrow. And the mattress pads, they're all in stock. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to have. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page. We are not taking telephone calls this hour. I say again, we are not taking telephone calls this hour. Let's continue, Jim.
John, I want to talk about the corrupt CDC and the World Health Organization. These, for a long time, have been owned organizations. One would imagine that somehow they are beneficial. They're not. These are controlled agencies. The CDC has been corrupt it's the revolving door between them, government agencies, the medical profession, and Big Pharma. And so they have an agenda to push forward. They're not anybody that can be trusted with anything. The numbers that they're putting out are, when I hear John Hopkins University, once again, barf. I don't trust any of these people at all. It's like in the industry, not the least of which would be NASA, the space industry, etc. They have an agenda, or the alternative energy industry. I mean, just pick something. Just pick something, and you will find vast corruption these days. But the CDC is not anybody that can be trusted with the numbers, with the information they're putting out. You cannot believe a single word that's in the news, whether you think it's more, whether you think it's less, whether no matter what you think, there's not a single shred of anything you're reading today that you can believe. That's all I can tell you.
Jim, and one of my researchers, associates Dave in New York, he sent me an article here published by my neighbor in St. Louis at the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, the actual fatality rate for this coronavirus flu is less than the normal flu. So that just reinforces what you've been saying, sir.
Right, but there again, the death toll for the normal flu is so they can stick a needle in you to give you the vaccination, convince people that they're going to not die, unless they get this vaccination for the flu, which is total baloney also.
Right.
Because people are not dying from the flu. They're dying from other things. They are people that are susceptible that may have died anyway. So those numbers, once again, the CDC is lying. They are giving you false information based on fudged data.
Right,
and so
right.
The other thing, John, I want to talk about here is the IMF. The World Bank has been going into countries. The Prime Minister of England got up, held up a briefcase with dozens and dozens of cameramen taking a picture where they're taking big amounts of money in loans. All of these countries are just signing on the line for massive loans that's putting those countries in severe debt at a time when they are economically strapped and when they're shutting down their economy completely. This is a complete economic takeover of every country in the world. The United States is no different. They're signing up for billions of dollars of loans.
Really? Well, we should be doing that. The IMF is not the only people doing that. Central Africa is being colonized by China, who's doing the same thing without the IMF. They're making loans and taking over these Central African countries in that manner.
And South America. They've taken over Ecuador and Bolivia and... There's a lot of countries in South America that have been taken over by the same deal.
But, same method, different players. The Chinese are independent of the IMF, and they intend to take over the planet, quite frankly, and they're certainly putting in place the things to do that.
Yeah, so this is an economic takeover. Bigger than anything, this is a brave new world at its, something that we've always kind of thought about or talked about in the past, but this is upon us now. And the pendulum has to start swinging back. It's not, the idea that the government is going to save you businesses like airlines and travel and other major businesses stepping up with their hand out saying, where's my money to make up for the losses during this whole thing? They should be stepping up and asking Bill and Melinda Gates, where's my money? Bill should be sending some of his billions off to these companies, because he's the one of the primary people, the motivators of this entire issue that's going on right now. You have to understand where this started. You know, they want to inject everybody with a vaccine that has an ID in it. And if you don't have that, they're going to block you from doing anything. You cannot be part of society anymore. And that's where this is going. And, well, and they're going to make it fast enough.
The control would be at where they have control of commercial flights, federal buildings, things like that is where they would be able to exercise.
Or schools. Control. Schools.
Schools, they're already doing that, aren't they?
Right. But this would be just the next one. You know, and there again, the CDC has lied to the American public over vaccinations, and they've done it through fear. The vaccinations, that's a whole nother issue. But it's related to this because they're going to try and block kids from going to school unless they have this vaccination. In other words, they know that they can't affect the people like you and me, but they're willing to wait until this generation dies off, and then they have total control of the kids through social media, through internet, through schools, through all of the things that affect a young person. The parents really don't have much effect on their kids anymore. And so they're just waiting to have a generation grow up, and they already have one. They have the millennials that are completely bonkers, in a sense. I mean, they live in some kind of Disneyland, alternate reality. They have no idea that, they have not been taught anything real.
I mentioned this on the Doug Hagman's TV show Monday. Jim, we're at a point where young teachers, young attorneys, young accountants cannot walk into the National Archives and read the Declaration of Independence. They can't.
Right, and that's just the beginning.
Right.
Education has been a total failure. And teachers also, I hate to say this, and if people are out there, a teacher, collectively, they have bitten off on a very nice lifestyle where they become a teacher, they run their career, they get nice retirement. You know, all they have to do is not raise any stink about anything. All they have to do is do their little job, read from their little textbook, and they get a lot, all the kids get A's, they get the bell curve, everything looks good on paper, and they call it education. There again, it's all bullshit.
Well, mitigation. Homeschool your children, right?
Yes, absolutely. I would not send a kid to a public school. Absolutely not. And that's more and more the case. States are starting to fine principals if they don't have vaccinations. So you have to understand that vaccinating everybody is top priority. But that's one of their top priorities. And, kids get up to 69 different vaccines based over, a number of years, starting when they're a couple months old.
Amazing. That's just off the charts crazy. My last vaccination was the summer of 1967, and I will never get it anymore.
Well, the vaccines, what they're saying now, is that they're talking about herd vaccination. And the reality is that there's no proof that the vaccines do anything. What they're saying is if they have 95%+ compliance, then maybe the vaccine should work. You should be able to give a vaccine to someone if it works and put them in a room, in a stadium, everybody that has measles except that one person, and they should be safe. They're doing the opposite. They're saying if you have a stadium full of people that have been vaccinated, and there's less than 5% people who have not been vaccinated, and you have one person there that has the measles, then all of them can get the measles. That's what they're saying. They're pushing that ridiculous line onto the public. What it tells you is the vaccines don't work, and that's their excuse. Sure. What they've really been doing is quarantine. Anybody that has the measles, they get them out of there, and then nobody else can get the measles. It's a communicative disease. It's something you have to get from somebody. It's not something that's floating around in the air. And so what they're trying to pawn off, once again, the CDC is trying to pawn off this herd vaccination issue in mothers around the country, and unsuspecting parents are running around scared, thinking that their kid is going to get a disease.
We lost you there, Jim. Be back. Okay, go ahead. Now we're gone again. Well, Jim's out.
Okay. Am I back now?
Okay, you're back.
Yeah. So the whole story they're presenting of vaccination from the CDC is absurd. This idea of herd vaccination, absolutely absurd. But they're pawning it off on the public. The politicians sign off on it because they're afraid that they're not going to be elected. The American system is broken. The American political system is broken because the news media can take somebody and basically label them and get them out of the way. And right now there's a tremendous effort to replace everybody at the local and state levels with people that are basically toe the New World Order party line. So this is something, and you have the Democratic process right now, the Democratic primaries is a joke. Right from the very beginning, the reason they weren't able to count the votes in Iowa is because Tulsi Gabbard won. That's very clear.
Really?
And they couldn't have her, so they had to delay everything so they could fix it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk more about mitigation. Homeschool your children. How about growing your own fruits and vegetables?
Well, yeah, and that's a good idea also. You may want to consider having your water filtered. filtered that you use to water your garden, because so many chemicals come in through the water line, unless you're able to use rainwater. Growing your own food, in a lot of cases, that's not possible for most people. Most people can't grow their own food. It's very interesting to note that some of the richest people in the world have purchased land in remote places, and they're there right now, with all their money, with all their resources, with all their fame. They've gone back to a place where they can simply sit this out and survive. And that includes the news media is full of, and was full of, basically announcements to its people to get away and to isolate themselves before any of this ever started.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and I expect we'll see more of the elites going to their hiding holes, won't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They're going to sit it out, they're going to be fine, and let the news media do its work. If you look at the numbers here, 200,000 cases, this is what they're publishing. If that were true, then this should not be something to cause entire countries to shut down. And the stock market, this should not be related to the stock market at all. This does not have, and there again, the stock market, if it's responding to something like this, does that mean we're making cars of less quality? Does that mean that people are going to have a less quality computer next year? No. It has nothing to do. The stock market is a vapor barrier for people putting money in and taking out on a daily basis. It has nothing to do with what the stock market really should be. And that's one of the biggest indicators that this is a big scam. When this started, the people with big money extracted $2 trillion out of the American economy in 1 week. That beats the housing crisis of the mid-2000s. I mean, that was an amazing amount of value lost to the American publics in a very short amount of time. In 1 week, $2 trillion exchanged hands from you, your 401k, to a very small group of people.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Back here. I'm here with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page. Well, Jim, your radio show the next 2 days, I assume you'll be covering this topic as well, sir?
A little bit. I tend to talk more on a show like this than I issues, and this allows me a good outlet where I can, you know, talk about this kind of topic. But yeah, I'll be covering this topic. There's one aspect of this that needs to be covered, and that is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is looks like Bernie Sanders is going to hold out for more money. They're going to pay him off the longer he holds out, the more they'll pay him to get out of the race, which leaves Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is going to pick a female running mate, and they've listed dozens of people that might be potential candidates, but the one they never mention is Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And so Joe becomes president, runs on the ticket. It's an election that's totally dominated by fake news. This virus, they could pull this off and drop it in a bunch of major cities right before the election. All of a sudden, Joe Biden wins. He gets brain damaged. They go, oh, Joe can't be president, and Hillary Clinton becomes president. That's the scenario I see playing out here.
That's about as scary as any scary horror movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's reality. It's very much going on in the background. All of the positioning is in place.
What a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. The Wicked Witch of the West being president of the United States.
Without ever being elected.
Yes. Well, I do have a current passport, but I'm gonna stick around here and fight the good fight as long as it makes sense to you.
But anyway, as far as what people should do is become aware, talk to other people, and direct them to real information like Lorraine Day's interview on Veritas, this interview. That's why I didn't want callers. I wanted to go through all of these topics today so that when people listen to this, they get a complete rundown of all of these very important aspects of what's going on.
Right. Well, summarizing here at the Gateway Pundit, in summary, the coronavirus is not as deadly as being portrayed by the lying liberal media. In fact, it is not as deadly as the flu. The elderly and the sick should be protected. Everyone else has very little to worry about. Again, don't believe what the media is telling you. They are lying again.
That's the summary. Yep, that's the absolute truth. And this is shutting down the world. But the other thing is there have to be consequences for the people that are pulling this off. There has to be consequences. We've gone through the Mueller investigation, the impeachment bullshit. You know, this is the next step. This is the next step. This is another 9/11. Make no mistake about it. This is 9/11 all over on a worldwide scale.
It's taken a few weeks to get to the truth, but we just outlined the truth, and we need to move forward, don't we, sir?
Absolutely, yeah. And people have to take care of yourselves. Your government is not going to do it. And you have to start pushing back at the local level because this is their big move. This is their last chance to take over.
I'll do my part. We start movie night a week from Friday, open to the public here in Davisville, Missouri. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
Thanks, John.
We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.